Under 10 Fitness. What's up? Welcome to the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. My name is Drew. I'm your host, and with me, of course, is Mike. What up, Mike?
What's up? Welcome to the podcast. This is for you.
Yes, if you're listening, it's for you. So, Mike,
open your ears and listen up.
Shut up, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I love your shenanigans.
Or are
and I
you?
I always will love your shenanigans.
You secretly despise my shenanigans.
I secretly hate you.
Time I've known you.
So, Mike, do you know what a Belfie is?
A Belfie? I do not. Yeah. I do
could
not
you,
know.
Could you guess what a Belfie is?
I know what a Blumpkin is, but I don't know what a Belfie is.
Well, do you know what a selfie is?
Oh, yes. I know what a selfie is. Yeah. Duh. Take like 8 of them a day and post them on Facebook and just let
exactly.
everybody know what I'm doing and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Well, a Belfie is a selfie, but it's got your butt in the picture.
Oh.
And these are very popular amongst women in yoga pants.
Are they
They're always taking Belfies?
Are they very popular among squat chicks?
Yeah, squat chicks are always taking some Belfies. These fitness models are taking Belfies all the time. So, Mike, let's take a Belfie.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
We'll post it up on the Facebook page.
Just letting you know, it's probably going to be incredible. So, you're going to want to check this out.
Yeah. And then we can have people vote on which Belfie they like more. Or which butt they like more.
I think it's going to be a tough
to
decide.
The only rule is that it has to have your face in the picture as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got to be like a full body shot. So, yeah, you're going to have your face and your tuchus in the picture.
All right, so underwear only.
Good luck figuring that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just got to have your butt. You could be fully clothed.
You can wear your thong if you want to, you know, just see how it looks.
Yeah, so let's take a Belfie and post that up on the Facebook page and have people vote on which butt they like better.
I like it.
All right, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't put our faces in it, and that way we can just see what people like. Yeah, that's what I want to do now.
Number one and number two.
Yeah, we're taking the faces out, so you'll just have to vote on the butt.
Because you have more friends than I do, so they're going to want to vote for you.
Well, it's going to be on the Facebook
page,
yeah.
You know, so it might skew the results a little bit.
Yeah, so I have two friends compared to your one, so
yeah,
I get double the
votes.
So. Well, very good. So when you're in the gym and you're working on that butt, because you want to take a Belfie later, what you're going to want to do is make sure that your form is good.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is form over reps.
Yeah, so you don't want to just waste your time in the gym. You want to maximize your efforts in the gym. So a good way to do that is to make sure that your form is good and that you're working the muscles that you want to be working. Right, Mike?
Yeah. I mean, good form is basically about three things. It's about understanding what muscles you're isolating, having your body in proper alignment, and then also knowing what other muscle groups are supporting the exercise or movement that you're doing. That's proper form.
Proper form. So when you're in the gym and you see the guys that are just pumping out the bench press, they've got a couple plates on there and they're bouncing it off their chest.
I noticed that one too all the
time. And they're just cranking out a whole bunch of reps, you have to think to yourself, why?
Yeah. I noticed too, especially with bench press, it becomes like this team exercise where they have like two guys supporting a one guy benching and they're, crank it out. This guy's butt's lifting off. He's got his like feet are stomping on the ground. He's bouncing the plate of the bar off his chest. And then he's got two guys like helping him get it up. That's what I see all the time.
Right. And the reason for that would be bragging rights, I guess.
Ego, I guess. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He just wants to be able to tell people how much he lifts. But when people test him and they see how his form looks, they'll say, well, you're not doing it right, bud.
Yeah, you're doing it incredibly wrong, douche. That's what I think.
And douche stands for?
Douchebag.
Got it. All right. Very nice. Impressed, Mike. That was a good one.
I mean, how often do you walk into a gym, or when we used to go to the gym, did you notice people doing wrong form with just about everything?
Yeah, it's very common. And I think it's the ego. I think the ego walks into the room and it gets in everybody's way. And it just makes you want to kind of get into that too. And you want to compete and you want to feel like you're one of the big boys, right?
Yeah, I think I saw, got to be 3 years ago, where a group of guys, like 5-6 guys, they're all real young, ego-driven guys, and they put like 8 plates on each side for like a leg press. So we're talking massive weight here, and these are just little itty-bitty guys. What they would do is they had like 2 guys on each end of the leg press just in case he failed. so that they can get it back up. And what he did is he went down a depth of like an inch and he brought it back up and then he got off and he was, oh my God, I'm so amazing. I'm so strong. And it's just like, well, dude, you didn't even do the exercise right. You didn't even do it with proper form. It was just pathetic. And I see it all the time. And it makes me angry.
It does. And you have to learn to ignore it. But this is what we're talking about. So similar story. I was in a gym and it was a girl and she, and her boyfriend, and they were going back and forth on squatting. And the woman was squatting around 225 and the guy was around 300. And they would just unrack the weight, pretty much put their butt back a little bit, squat about an inch or two,
right,
and then get back up. And they did like three or four reps and then they racked it up and they were very impressed with themselves.
I mean, and if they were to go to the proper depth, which about parallel or a little under, to get the full benefit of the exercise, like I can imagine their form would just completely break down. Rounded backs, rolling on their toes, knees coming in, possibly even hurting themselves to a really great degree, and then squats get a bad rep because they broke some dude's back who was trying to lift 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's bad form there.
Yeah.
So the main thing that you want to look at when you're doing any type of exercise is, why are you doing that exercise?
What muscles do you want to hit with this exercise?
Yeah, so you need to focus on the muscles that you're going to hit. So bench press, you obviously want to get better in the chest and in the triceps. That's going to be your secondary muscle working there. So you're going to want to be slow and controlled in the movements and making sure that you're really feeling it. Like if you're doing a bench press and you feel it in your stomach, you're doing it wrong.
If you're doing a squat and you feel it only in your back, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah, especially squats. Now squats, if you feel them in your quads, in the front of your legs, that could be a sign that you might be doing something wrong. Because a squat, you're really going to want to feel in your butt.
Yeah, and butt, your hamstrings. Butt and hamstrings, and a little bit in the lower back, just because that's where you're supporting. If you are doing a pull-up and you feel it only in your arms and not in your back, you are doing it wrong. You're not doing what the exercise is designed to do, which is to get you stronger in your back, not your arms and your biceps. So if you feel it only in your biceps, you're doing it wrong. You're probably going to hurt yourself, and you're not getting a benefit of the exercise that you're doing. So why are you even doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really need to think about what you want to get out of these exercises, and do you want to change your body? Because you're going to change your body a lot faster if you start moving or doing the exercises correctly from the beginning. You'll not waste all of that time.
So if you're going to do the exercise, do it right. Have proper form and realize how many reps you're going to need to complete the exercise. If you're doing 20 reps of crappy form, you're not going to get any of the benefit.
Yeah, you're wasting some of your time. So, and it's hard to get this idea out of your head that you want to hit a certain number of reps.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're only hitting a couple of reps, maybe the weight's too high.
Yeah.
But if you're hitting between 8 and 12 reps at the weight that you're looking for, and depending on your goals, but if you're looking to build muscle, and that's what I'll talk about for this example, you're going to want to make sure that your form is really tight and that you're only hitting those 8 to 12 reps.
Yeah, exactly.
And missing a few would be a good thing as well, because you're not challenging your body if you're not missing some reps.
Exactly, exactly. If you're doing, if you can only crank out 2 to 3 reps and it just looks awful, you need to go back to the basics. You need to start over with a light to moderate weight and really drill form. I would say probably for the first whole year, if you're a beginner, you probably want to work on just high reps, light to moderate weight, and just work on your form. And then after that, and when you feel really comfortable, then the weights can start going up. You can start taking it to 6, 5, 4 reps, whatever your goals are. And then you're going to have a really great understanding of what muscles are working and the areas that you need improvement on.
Yep. So the key here is solid form. Don't worry about the reps so much.
Practice that form, guys.
Yeah, reps will come with the form. So remember, vote on the best belty. Go to facebook.com/under10fitness. You can check out our butts there. And remember,
stay motivated.